This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne and, in fact, around the world, streaming online at joy.org.au and on the Joy app. Of course, also available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest-running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. 21 years, I think, from memory. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and questions show. We always welcome feedback from you, our listeners. And this is progressive, independent, current affairs from a queer perspective. It is radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning for what is not just the last live broadcast from Bourke Street for Joy 94.9, but the last Saturday Magazine from Bourke Street. Tass is in the studio for this momentous day.
Good morning, Macca.
Good morning. Paul is multitasking on the panel. Gordon's getting ready to do our podcast. Fiona is doing our social media. Let's get on with it, Tass, because then I've got a few things to say.
Yes, and Macca, I noticed that you said it was clear this morning.
Well, it is clear. It's not foggy.
Okay, that's what clear means. Yes. It is cloudy, though.
It is a bit cloudy.
But it's very cloudy.
But it's actually, there's lots of blue in the sky.
Tiny pockets of blue, Macca.
Yes.
So how's your week been?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yes, the weather. I mean, I know you're up at Daylesford, so, you know, for you it was a lot more challenging. You actually had a power outage.
Look, we're unscathed, Macca. We lost a couple of trees. We lost power for a couple of hours, but it was actually a very sad drive home last night.
Yes.
We drove through so much debris, so much rubbish, so many fallen trees. And so many SES crews all over the place. Now, we really had no sense of how bad the impact was, really, till we drove home last night.
Mm. It's
very sad, very, very sad. Mind you, I was in a meeting on Thursday morning, and I could see the trees sort of swinging around at 27-degree angles.
Yes.
It was really quite frightening to watch.
So how do you arrive at 27?
Well, you know, 45 is a 90 right angle. It's sort of halfway through.
Well, halfway would be 22 and a half.
No. It's 20. Oh, okay.
I think Tass has got his theodolite out or something.
No. Half of 45, Macca.
It's 22 and a half.
No, it's not. Oh, it is two.
Trigonometry with Tass.
If you'd like to buy Tass a calculator, on air at joy.org.
So why is 27 degrees considered... Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean.
This is the question for the morning.
There you go.
Isn't it?
Texas 04.
So
what have you got to tell us this morning, Macca? You've got a big announcement to make.
Well, look, I actually...
Well, you've already made an announcement. This is the last live broadcast from this studio.
From this studio.
From this place.
From this place.
225 so, Bourke Street.
That's it. So... I actually covered a bit of this last week, but I'm going to do it again. So during the next week, we begin our new chapter in the history of Joy when we move to the Pride Centre. We say goodbye to Bourke Street, and it is going to be a sad day, but it's also a day of new beginnings. The new studios, purpose-built at the Pride Centre, are state-of-the-art, and we go there with a renewed sense of purpose and commitment. And, you know, over those 13 years that we've been here, I just want to call this out again, we've had a great landlord in the City of Melbourne. Thank you to the City of Melbourne, and in particular, Sally Capp, Lord Mayor. Today is a significant day. Let me give you a bit of history. 1st of December 1993, Joy started broadcasting from Coventry Street in South Melbourne, above Homo Hardware, as we called it. We did that for 14 and a half years, until the 13th of June 2008, which is one day off 13 years. We started broadcasting from this very studio in Bourke Street. Now, about 11 years ago, I started hosting Saturday Magazine. I think that was June 3rd, 2010. Tass has been my loyal co-host for 7 years. Paul has panelled for 5 years. Fiona has produced the show flawlessly for 4 years. And Gordon has podcasted our shows, I think, for 4 years. Joy's been a fearless voice of our community since 1993. Now, that's almost 28 years of being out loud and proud, broadcasting for our community. In the intervening years, from 1993 until we got our full-time licence, Joy was on air every few months before we became a 24-hour radio station on the 19th of December 2001. That's almost 20 years, and a quick calculation, you know I love stats, tats. It's at least
tats,
200,000 hours of broadcasting by our incredible volunteers who've been supported by our staff, our donors, our members and sponsors. And in that time, our voice, our community's voice, has become larger, louder, bolder, more professional, more diverse. And I just ask you to think for a second what it would be like if Joy was not on air. Now, last month in May, Joy passed 2,500,000 podcasts. Saturday Magazine has had more than 420,000 of those. Now, that's a staggering figure. And I want to thank all of our guests who've been so generous with their time. I want to thank the SatMag team, who are a dedicated, professional, well-oiled machine. I want to thank every single person who's downloaded those podcasts from everywhere in the world, and I mean everywhere. We haven't had any downloads from Antarctica, but everywhere, every other continent and country we have. I humbly say thank you, because without the support of all of you, we couldn't bring you Saturday Magazine to air every week. We've covered fearlessly the issues that matter to our community, the issues that have delivered us all greater equality, diversity, knowledge and inclusion. Now, not everyone has agreed with us, and we haven't agreed with all our guests, and I often say to the SatMag team that if we only had on the people we agree with, then it wouldn't be a two-hour show. In fact, it might struggle to be one segment. So it's a short goodbye here from the world's first full-time LGBTQI plus radio station, and one of only few in the world. Before we move to Victorian Pride Centre, look out, Fitzroy Street, here we come. Watch out for the queering of Fitzroy Street. And thank you for everyone for my time here at Joy. It's been an honour and a privilege. I'm so proud to be host of this show and to be Joy 94.9's president. Let's get on with it, Tess.
Let's go. Well, that was lovely, Macca. That was really lovely. I feel a bit sad about the studio today.
Yeah, but we're not. But we're not. You know, we're not.
I know. It's not the end, but it's been. I suppose our home. It's been. I've quite enjoyed the sort of the journey in on a Saturday morning, and even during COVID, you know, this had become
an outing.
Well, it was more than an outing. It was actually like a ray of hope or something, or a ray of sunshine. You know, I had to mask up and glove up and do the whole thing and jump on the tram and, you know, cautiously check in, check out, all that stuff. And
still be doing
it. Was a salvation, though. It was a really, it was like a pilgrimage. That's the best way to describe it.
And you know,
pilgrimage.
And you know, the Pride Centre, some Pride Centre, someone said to me,
I'll be able to skip there, Macca.
Yeah. That the Pride Centre will be a monument. No. The Pride Centre is recognition of the journey that our community has taken over the last 40, 50, 60 years. It is recognition of the place that we hold in the community. It's recognition by government of how important our community is to all communities. It's not a monument. It's a recognition that we are and we have a seat at the table.
And Macca, speaking about opportunities, I'm not sure if this has made the news yet, but I have seen a media release issued by Martin Foley, the Minister for Equality, this morning.
Oh, yes.
Who actually says that a huge chunk of money has been allocated, I'm not sure what the total amount is, but grants of up to $50,000, called the LGBTIQ plus Organisational Development Grant. So 12 of those have been issued, up to $50,000.
Yes.
And a range of organisations like the Intersex Group, the Bisexual Alliance, a disability organisation, Drummond Street to do some work around Rainbow Voices, and it goes on. So I don't know any more than that.
Which actually brings me to the point, Tass. Recently we had, you were away that day.
No, I wasn't. I was on air, Macca.
Oh, that's right. Bridget Vallance.
Yes. We interviewed Bridget Vallance, who said that there had been a 25% cut to LGBTIQ plus budgets.
Now, I've done some investigating.
Mm-hmm.
And spoken to a few people.
Well, I've actually had a conversation with the minister about this, but you go first.
And my understanding is, and Tash, you can enlarge on this, but my understanding is no organisation has had a cut in funding relevant to their previous years. The difference has been through some COVID-specific funding, which in a lot of cases is actually continuing. And also there was a large one-off payment to the Victorian Pride Centre. And so, yes, you can say there's been a cut here, but just as when you make a cake, it's not just made of flour. The egg comes from somewhere, the milk comes from somewhere. And in funding, it doesn't all come from one source. It doesn't all come from one source.
Yes, I think Bridget Vallance's analysis and reading of the budget papers is probably accurate. When you do look at that page, there is a 25% decline in that line item. But the minister's explanation is very clear that a lot of that represented one-off funding from the previous year. So you need to look at it in a longer context. And so a number of that was one-off funding. And the other important factor is exactly what you've talked about, which is that funds have been embedded in other program areas.
Yeah.
So rather than money coming out of an equality budget, it might come out of a mental health budget, or it might come out of a transport budget or a sports budget.
The budget is the kitchen. Equality is one of the ingredients.
Making a cake. There you go. So look, I think this morning's news is welcome news,
yes,
especially for those groups who've not previously had recognition, such as Bi-Alliance, for example,
yes,
and the intersex groups, and also the refugee groups.
Yes.
So I think this is incredibly welcomed and very good news. And thanks also to Minister Foley for providing us with that clarity around.
I've got a bit hanging over the end of my microphone, Tass.
I don't want to know about that, Macca, but I do want to say thank you, Michelle, for your feedback this morning. Michelle has sent us a message, and the message says, thank you, SatMag team, for all you do. Looking forward to many, many more years to come. That's lovely, Michelle. Thank you.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.